This is a Bible teaching podcast from www.lumen.org.uk. That's lumin.org.uk. The presenter is Jeff Lumley.
Hello. In this edition, just a few perhaps disjointed thoughts, short little words. Strung together. So we'll start off with this one. It says the name of Jesus. This is Ephesians chapter 1 and a few other places. The name of Jesus is higher than every other name or title there is. Above every authority, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. The name of Jesus, that's Philippians. It says it in several places throughout the New Testament. The name of Jesus is the name that is above all. And we know that, and we understand that those words are there, but have we really ever thought about what they mean? Because I tell you this, we don't know Hebrew, and we don't know Greek, or at least most of us don't, and I certainly don't really. A few words picked up here and there. This is what the word Jesus means, or the Hebrew Yeshua means. It means salvation. Yeshua means salvation. So now we see the name salvation is higher than any title. The name how salvation is the one that every knee will bow to. Salvation is the highest authority, the highest name, the highest pinnacle of personhood in the created universe. Salvation is the very reason for the universe. It's the point of creation, that we might be saved. Now, I know we could get into all that. You mean God just made the universe so that we could sin and then we could be saved? But that's to humanize it. The universe as it stands, the universe as it is, creation, the created order as it is, salvation is over all. That is the purpose. That is the thing which is holding everything together. Jesus holds everything together. Scientists call him the Higgs boson particle, but Jesus is the one that holds everything together. Salvation is the one that holds everything together. Think about the fact that salvation is the name that is higher than any other, above every title. And at the name salvation, every knee shall bow. For Yeshua is the Hebrew word for salvation. And the name of Jesus is salvation. A few months ago, I said a phrase I didn't like was "Come, Holy Spirit," that I didn't like it for various reasons. Now, I don't exactly want to pull back on that, but I do want to say when we pray, "Your kingdom come," that's very much the same as praying. In one sense, it's the same as praying, "Come, Holy Spirit," because the kingdom of God enters when the Holy Spirit comes and takes leadership and takes control in an area, and particularly in a person's life. Your kingdom come is a prayer for the Holy Spirit to be there and to be in control. So why do I not like "Come, Holy Spirit" if "Your kingdom come" is essentially the same thing. And really, I just want to reiterate what I said last time. Of course we want the Holy Spirit. Of course we want the Holy Spirit to be with us, but He is coming in as King and Lord. He is coming. He is the person of Jesus, who is the name, as we've just been talking about, higher over all, higher than any other name. He is coming in as Lord and King and Master. And your kingdom come is a handing of ourselves to His Lordship, a handing of ourselves to His rule and His reign. And my problem with "Come Holy Spirit" is it's a little bit like "Come here, Rover, come doggy." It's "We're the Lord and Master, and we're telling you to come." So it's not that I don't want the Holy Spirit. Of course I want the Holy Spirit. I want Him to be in me and to fill me. But I want that in order for me to be His servant. I want to be repentant. I want to be on my knees before Him. I want to be given to Him. Jesus said, "Come unto me." He didn't say we should be saying, "Oi, come here." That's what I don't like about "Come Holy Spirit." And I am completely convinced that many of the people who lead that prayer actually understand fully what I've just been saying. They understand that it's your kingdom come, that it's we yield ourselves to you. My problem, as I said last time, is that the hearers, the young people who are taught that, perhaps don't understand it. It gives them the wrong idea. It puts them in a position of control. It doesn't include repentance. Or at least it doesn't when we're clumsy and careless and don't contextualize the phrase. So let's pray, "Your kingdom come." And let's always, when we use the words "Come Holy Spirit," teach that in the context we're simply saying we yield ourselves to you to enable you to come. I was at church tonight, and the first few songs were all about "Send your fire, O God." And one of them even said, "We need another Pentecost." And that made alarm bells ring with me. I just thought, really? Would we say we need another Calvary? Would we say we need another resurrection? Would we say we need God to repeat some other part of what He did in Christ? We don't need another Pentecost. God has given us all that we need. I understand the prayer, "Send your fire, O God." There is a sense that we are praying for the power of God to be active and fulfilled in our life. But I don't think that comes from God needing to do something else. We keep asking God to do what He's telling us to do, in so many different ways. If there isn't fire, then it's not God that needs to do something. We need to reflect and examine ourselves. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19 says, "Do not quench the Spirit." In other words, don't put the fire out. So if there isn't a fire, it's not that God has withdrawn Himself. It must be that we've put the fire out. We have moved away. We've said we don't want this. Therefore, what we need to do is not pray for fire. We certainly don't want to pray for another Pentecost and say to God, you haven't done enough. He has given his people, he has given the church the Holy Spirit. If there is no fire, it's because we have quenched him. So I think repentance is what we need to be looking at. We need to be coming to God and saying, sorry, we have not lived with faith. Sorry, we have not lived with obedience. Sorry, we have not lived with holiness. And we need to come back to God and reflect on what we need to do in order for the fire to be active and living in our lives as he wants to be. He's here. Let's respond to him.
Thank you for listening.